Esme and Patch, The Spotty Adventure. One cozy night, while the moon peeked through her bedroom window, Esme tucked herself under her soft blanket, hugging Patch, her spotted Dalmatian toy, tight against her chest. "Good night, Patch," she whispered sleepily. But as the clock softly tick-tocked, something twinkled in the air. One of the tiny paw-shaped stars outside shimmered brighter and brighter until, whoosh, a sprinkle of golden stardust landed right on Patch's nose. With a wiggle and a wag, Patch stretched, blinked his shiny button eyes, and whispered, "Esme. Quick. The Starpups need our help." Esme's eyes widened in wonder.
"Starpups?"
Patch nodded, his spots glimmering like tiny moons. "Yes. They guard the stars every night, but a sneaky wind has blown their sparkles away. We must find them before morning." And before Esme could even pull on her slippers, the stars swirled around her, and whoosh. They were floating high above her bed, sailing through a sky full of glittering paw prints. Through the starry sky they flew, the night whispering softly around them. Below, clouds shimmered like silver pillows, and ahead sparkled the star meadow, where dozens of glowing puppies bounded playfully among the stars. But something was wrong. A few stars were dim, their light flickering weakly. The star pups looked worried, their tails drooping. Patch barked gently, "Don't worry. We'll find your missing sparkles." Esme knelt to pet a small silver pup with floppy ears. "Where did they go?" she asked kindly. The little pup whimpered, "The mischievous wind blew them into the cloud caves. But it's too dark there for us to see." Esme smiled. "Then we'll go together. No one has to be scared when friends help each other." And off they went, Esme, Patch, and the star pups, padding across beams of moonlight toward the swirling cloud caves, ready to bring the lost sparkles home. Cloud emoji, dizzy emoji. Inside the cloud caves, soft mist swirled around Esme's feet. Every puff of cloud seemed to whisper, "Who goes there?" But Esme held Patch tight and whispered back, "We're here to help."